30 seconds passed. A minute. She closed her eyes and breathed in and out, in and out. Her brain turned off. Her legs buckled. She gasped and tightened her grip on the chair. Had she fallen asleep standing up? She pulled her phone out of her pocket. It had been 5 minutes since she'd written the message. No one had replied yet. She needed to get back into bed. It was a dark gray morning. The house was cool and shadowy. She had the chills. She started walking. And every step she took, it was like a heaviness was settling itself around her shoulders. Almost like something with weight and shape, something she could brush off. Except she couldn't brush it off. But her feet kept working, up and up, even as a little warning bell went off in the back of her head. Stop, stop, stop. But she didn't stop. She kept going. She reached the second floor hallway. All was quiet. All was normal. And nothing was normal. Jane knew that, too. Nothing was normal. Nothing was normal about this house, about this town, about anything in her life. Her head was pounding. Her skin was burning. Nothing was normal. She felt numb, a wave of delicate pins and needles, like coming out of anesthesia. But still, she pressed on. She walked down the hallway. She opened her bedroom door. She turned on the light. And she screamed. Her room was trashed. The bookcase was overturned. The sheets were ripped off her bed. One closet door hung forward on its hinges. The drawers had been pulled out of the bureau, and her clothes had been scattered everywhere. And on the floor in front of her, written in rose petals, arranged carefully, one next to the other, were the words, "Do books taste like roses?" Jane screamed again, and from some corner of her brain, she heard pounding behind her. Pounding, 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 like running feet. And then someone grabbed her from behind, and she felt her knees buckle, and she went limp, and everything went dark.